from the year 1975. That's the Polka Tones from Canton, Ohio, with a tune called Grandfather's Obedic on its Polka Time. It's the 45th annual Pulaski Polka Days at the Pulaski Polka Grounds in Pulaski, Wisconsin, July 18th through the 21st. This year's Pulaski Polka Days features over 20 of the nation's top polka bands, including Lenny Gamolka and Chicago Push. Michael Costa and the Beat, The Music Connection, Polka Family Band, Live Wire, New Generation, Tony Blazonczyk and New Fades, The Moroshik Brothers, Dinah Brass, Polish Connection, Craig Ebel and Diversico, The Good Time Dutchman, Polka Confetti featuring America's Polka Sweetheart Stephanie, The Steve Meisner Legacy Band, The Musical Brass, Chad Chabilsky, and the Polka Country Musicians. Throughout the weekend, enjoy free dance lessons and polka contest, arts and crafts, polka worship service, pancake and porky breakfast, fireworks on Thursday, garden walk, and World Concertina Congress jam session on Saturday, plus a huge parade on Sunday. It's the 45th annual Pulaski Polka Days at the Pulaski Polka Grounds in Pulaski, Wisconsin, July 18th through the 21st. For more information, visit PulaskiPolkaDays.com.
Craig will return with the final segment of It's Polka Time right after this.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Student protester plans to occupy campus buildings go awry. At UPenn in Philadelphia last night, ABC's Brianna Smith at the scene.
And this all started when protesters said they began occupying Fisher Bennett Hall. Officers swarmed the campus to take the pro-Palestinian protesters into custody.
At the U of Chicago, protesters got into the politics building and confronted former Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp in her office.
Basically saying I needed to leave. I'm like, well, no, I don't.
And she didn't. Israeli military says it's recovered the bodies of three hostages kidnapped last October 7th. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Marcus Moore.
Israeli Defense Forces saying all three were killed by Hamas while they were trying to run from a music festival that Hamas gunmen raided in southern Israel, and their bodies were taken back to Gaza.
Utility crews working to fix about 500,000 power outages after Thursday's violent storms in Houston. This is ABC News. The man who broke into the home of then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and who wanted to hold her hostage and hit her husband over the head with a hammer has been sentenced to 30 years in prison, David DePepe. Momentary annoyance at Minnesota's annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner last night. The headliner was former President Trump, and as he took the stage...
How about that? Before I get up, the teleprompter fell down. That's great. Great going, fellas, back there. Then they want to know why I didn't pay the bill. You know, I get a lot of heat.
They fixed it. Guests paid at least $500 each to be in St. Paul for the Republican fundraiser. Hundreds of dedicated pitmasters are sweating through the smoke, competing to be crowned best in pork at this year's World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest in Memphis, Tennessee. Competition started Wednesday, ends today, over $150,000 in prize money. Brad Orison, one barbecue competitor from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, calls it the Super Bowl of Swine. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Guaranteed income programs give no strings attached cash payments to low-income households. They can be controversial, but research shows they work. Mike Mohn has more.
The city of Madison gained attention for a program that ran from 2022 to 2023, where eligible households received $500 in monthly payments. Elsewhere in the U.S., the nonprofit Up Together has helped cities facilitate payments that come with no strings attached. The group's Rachel Barnhart says last year they helped 26,000 families access $18 million in unrestricted cash. Based on their outreach, all of it was spent on basic necessities.
Like housing, food, utilities, transportation, child care.
She says respondents note the assistance has improved their mental well-being while allowing some to enroll their kids in after-school activities. There has been pushback, with skeptics arguing these programs discourage people from working. Even though Madison's effort was privately funded, Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin sought to prohibit taxpayer funding of these initiatives. The bill was vetoed. Barnhart says a key example from Texas shows how important the payments are during an escalating housing crisis.
What the Urban Institute found in Austin was a majority of the cash payments was spent on housing. And we saw an increase in housing stability.
She suggests a growing patchwork of these payments would serve as a shield against evictions as tenants struggle with skyrocketing rents. There are longstanding forms of cash assistance, but those come with more requirements, and Barnhart argues there's an uneven approach among states to distribute the aid to recipients. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, May 25th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Therese Church parking lot and dining hall in Phillips, there will be a garage sale and a bronze sale. The garage sale is Make an Offer. Again, this is Saturday, May 25th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Therese Church parking lot and dining hall off of Highway 13 in Phillips.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Josh Hader gets the save. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing game one of their series in Houston. The crew had the lead but let it slip away in the fifth. Freddy Peralta giving up a three-run home run. Top of the ninth, Josh Hader in the game, retiring his old team. The Brewers 1-2-3 as the Astros won 5-4 at Minute Maid Park. That's Hader's sixth save of the season. He now has recorded a save against all 30 major league teams. Sam Frelick went 1-3. Despite the loss, Frelick says the Brewers clubhouse is getting along fine right now.
Love everybody in this clubhouse. I think we all mesh really well together. Pitchers, position players, everybody, staff. So yeah, when you get rolling like that and a game and a week and stuff like that, it is contagious. Everyone feels good going into the next day. So just hopefully keep that going forward.
NFL, Packers receiver Romeo Doubs had a fundraiser with Gilbert Brown in Milwaukee last night, helping children with spinal injuries. The Packers OTAs are next week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she keeps.
Country.
Cody Johnson, Zach Bryan was in a terrible car crash. I mean, terrible, almost killing car crash. We'll talk about that crash coming up in just a few right now. Here is George Strait. Write this down.
Running out of time. You have- www.radiohawaii.com.
drinking problem, Dylan Carmichael, country singer Zach Bryan, and his girlfriend, Barstool Sports personality Brianna LaPaglia, were involved in a side-by-side car crash last weekend. It's just become news, apparently. It was kept quiet, or just was quiet. But anyways, it was bad. LaPaglia said, it flipped a bunch of times. Everything shattered. And thank God we had our seatbelts on, she said. But there was a lot of blood, and we thought we were saying goodbye to each other. I guess Zach Bryan had a terrible gash in his skin, and paramedics sewed him up right on the spot to stop the bleeding, or help stop the bleeding. So, my goodness, it was terrible. Thank God. I've got more for you.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with a high near 80. Tonight, a few showers with a low around 47. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 75. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Sunday night into Monday. Low Sunday night, 52. The high Monday, around 70. Right now, it's 62.
Crank it up.
Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in a familiar. Ever been worth asking? Yeah, you could be the last phone number.
all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl.
Sounded so good. 98 Q Country.
She was dressed
my boots. So I had to pick fully uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise.
Chevrolet, Dustin Lynch, along with Jelly Roll. So Zach Bryan and his girlfriend were in that terrible side-by-side car crash where the car rolled and rolled and rolled and glass went everywhere, and Zach Bryan had a terrible gash. I mean, that was the biggest thing. He had other gashes in his skin, but they sewed him up. He says, everyone's all right. We're all right. So, yeah, we're going to take his word for it. I guess he's playing this weekend. So, yeah, maybe he's all right. Zach Bryan, God bless you. We're so happy you're well.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Let's spice up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering spot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood and Phillips today to start your design process with stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between. Freeze Firewood can connect your backwoods to your backyard oasis. Check them out on Facebook or call 715-567-0616.
stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
A fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been waiting at the we'll
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Outside right now, it's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down. Forecast calling for some more of the same. Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a drink. I turn on Fox News and then CNN, but it's the same dang thing all over again. The world's in the toilet and the market's in the tank. Well, I can't fix that.
replace Ashley Cook on 98Q Country with the morning show and Joel Karnick in his 25th year being your morning show host. Now he's got a new twist. Join us for top and bottom of the hour news and sports updates weekday mornings with ABC News, Terry Bell, and Mike Clemens, plus local information and, of course, great country music. It's Civic Media Hometown Radio Refreshed with Joel Karnick and the Morning Show on 98Q Country.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. For complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with a high near 80. Tonight, a few showers with a low around 47. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 75. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Sunday night into Monday. Low Sunday night, 52. The high Monday, around 70.
It's 64 at our studios.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Martina McBride.
I play the best country music in town.
98Q Country.
Like there ain't no
See?